Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to tackle a pretty big shift happening right now in how things get made. We're talking about the transformation of manufacturing.
Yeah, it's a huge topic. We've got some interesting material here, excerpts from a piece called Transforming Manufacturing with Industry 4.0, Modern ERP, and AI.
Right. And our goal really is to kind of cut through some of the jargon, you know, give you a clear sense of the key changes happening, how these different technologies are linking up, but without burying you in super technical stuff.
Exactly. We want to give that high-level view because it really is a revolution. We're seeing this move away from the old ways manual processes, systems that don't talk to each other towards something much more connected, and frankly, a lot smarter.
And that's the core idea, isn't it? The source talks about manual steps and like isolated computer systems fading out.
Mm-hmm.
And what's replacing them is this. Well, incredible interconnectedness, lots of automation, and this layer of intelligence. It all falls under that banner of Industry 4.0. I mean, picture this. A factory, right? The machines are actually communicating. Production lines are being adjusted, like right now, based on what they're saying.
Real-time adjustments.
And to potential problems. They're getting flagged before they even cause a slowdown. That's not science fiction anymore. It's happening now.
And the tech making it happen, the source calls it a power trio. You've got your modern ERP systems, that's the hub. Then IoT, the Internet of Things, connecting the physical stuff.
Okay.
And then, of course, AI, artificial intelligence. That's the brain power, figuring it all out.
Okay, let's dig into that. Why is this whole Industry 4.0 thing happening now? What's the urgency? The source points to a few key pressures. First one, customer demands. It's not just wanting a product anymore, is it?
No, not at all. Customers today, they expect, well, personalized stuff. They want it faster. And they want to see how it's made, where it came from, transparency.
Right, that transparency piece is huge. Higher expectations all around. They want things tailored, delivered quickly. It puts a lot of pressure on manufacturers to be way more flexible.
Exactly. Yeah. Much more responsive than they ever had to be before.
Then there's global competition. Always a factor, right? You need to innovate, be efficient, keep those costs down.
Oh, yeah. If you're standing still, you're basically asking to be overtaken. Companies everywhere are adopting these tools.
So it's innovate or... well, stagnate.
Pretty much. You risk falling behind on quality, efficiency, everything.
And something we've all felt recently, supply chain volatility. Those disruptions we saw, they really highlighted the need for operations to be agile, resilient.
Definitely. Being able to pivot when your supply chain hits a snag, a material shortage, a shipping delay, whatever, that's a massive advantage now. Industry 4.0 gives you that visibility, that flexibility to handle the unexpected.
Okay, and the last pressure point mentioned is skilled labor shortages. Lots of industries are facing this.
Right, and the source makes a good point. Automation isn't just about replacing jobs. It's also about filling those gaps, right?
Yeah.
And letting the people you do have focus on more complex strategic work instead of, you know, repetitive tasks.
Yeah. So it's augmenting the workforce, not just replacing it.
Exactly. Handling the routine stuff, the physically demanding stuff, so skilled workers can use their brains for problem solving, for oversight. It makes human skills more valuable, actually.
Okay, so the pressure is clear.
Right.
What about the flip side? The benefits of actually doing this, of embracing Industry 4.0?
Well, the source lays out some big ones. First up, enhanced efficiency, big time.
Meaning
fine-tuning processes, cutting waste way down, getting the absolute most out of your resources, materials, energy, everything. We're talking potentially significant cost savings, like maybe 15% reduction in production costs just from optimization.
Wow, okay. 15% is substantial.
It adds up. Better insights, smarter scheduling, getting rid of bottlenecks fast. It just makes the whole operation leaner.
And then agility, being able to react quickly to market shifts, change schedules easily. That nimbleness seems key.
Absolutely. Scaling up or down with demand, rolling out product variations faster, responding when customer tastes suddenly change. That's agility in action.
And you mentioned insights, data-driven decisions. The source uses the phrase unprecedented insights. Sounds like less guesswork, more solid data.
That's a huge shift. I mean, instead of just guessing what the market wants for a new product, you could analyze real-time feedback from, say, connected products already out there.
Okay. So you tailor the features before you go into mass production.
Exactly. Based on actual usage data, customer comments, whatever, it massively reduces the risk of launching something nobody wants. You got so much data operations, customers, supply chain, and AI can crunch it for genuinely useful insights.
Which leads to predictive capabilities, right? Spotting equipment failures or quality problems before they happen.
Yeah, predictive maintenance is a classic example. Sensors on a machine feed data. AI spots a weird pattern, maybe a vibration signature changing slightly, and it flags it, hey, this motor might fail in the next 2 weeks. So you schedule maintenance during planned downtime instead of having a sudden costly breakdown.
Saves a lot of hassle and money, I bet.
Huge savings. Same idea with quality. AI can spot tiny deviations in production that might signal a potential quality dip down the line. Early intervention.
And finally, new revenue streams. How does that work?
Well, it's about moving beyond just selling the thing. You could offer customized versions easily or add services like offering that predictive maintenance to your customers for the machines you sold them.
Ah, using the data from their machines.
Precisely. Or even selling anonymized data insights back to the industry. It opens up possibilities beyond just manufacturing the physical product.
Okay, that makes sense. So let's get into that power trio in action, starting with the ERP Enterprise Resource Planning. The source uses Microsoft Dynamics 365 Finance and Operations as the example, calling it the intelligent core, like a central nervous system.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. Think about it. Traditionally, finance, supply chain, production, sales, they all had their own little kingdoms, their own systems, their own data.
Right, silos.
Exactly. Huh. A modern ERP like Dynamics 365 F&O, it smashes those silos. It brings all that critical data together into one place. A single source of truth, as they call it.
So everyone's looking at the same numbers, the same information.
Yep. Sales forecast goes up. Production sees it instantly. Procurement knows they need more raw materials. It's all connected and visible in, like, real time. No more passing spreadsheets around or dealing with outdated info.
And it does more than just hold data, right? The source mentions specific functions. Real-time visibility was one.
Crucial. Seeing everything, end-to-end.
Yep.
From raw materials coming in the door to finished goods going out, tracking progress, spotting holdups, understanding performance right now.
Okay. And advanced planning and scheduling. That sounds important for actually running the lines.
Oh, it is. It's not just a static schedule anymore. These tools use algorithms, real-time data on machine availability, material lead times, current orders, all that stuff to create the most efficient schedule.
And it can change on the fly.
That's the key. A machine breaks down. A rush order lands. The system can help dynamically reschedule to minimize the disruption. It's about adapting.
Makes sense. Integrated quality management, too. Building quality checks in throughout.
Yeah, not just inspecting at the end. Tracking quality metrics at each step, incoming materials, during production, final checks. Catching potential issues early saves a lot of waste and ensures consistency.
And the last one was supply chain optimization. Streamlining procurement, managing inventory, working with partners.
Right. In today's global supply chains, that integration is vital. The ERP helps manage supplier relationships, track shipments, optimize inventory levels so you don't have too much cash tied up, but you also don't run out and collaborate smoothly with everyone up and down the chain.
Okay, that covers the ERP core. Next up, IoT, Internet of Things, connecting the physical stuff. The source mentions Raspberry Pi, which is interesting, makes it sound quite accessible.
It really does. IoT is basically giving machines and sensors a voice on the network. You put sensors on equipment, connect them up, often using something low cost and flexible like a Raspberry Pi, and suddenly you're getting streams of data about what's actually happening on the factory floor.
So it's not just for massive corporations with huge IT budgets.
Not anymore. The affordability of devices like the Pi has been a game changer, especially for small and medium-sized manufacturers. It democratizes access to this kind of real-time operational data.
What are some concrete examples? Real-time machine monitoring was mentioned.
Yeah, tracking performance, temperature, vibration, energy use, all those vital signs of a machine. You're looking for anomalies, things that don't look right, which could signal wear and tear or an impending failure.
So that feeds right into the predictive maintenance we talked about.
Exactly. It provides the raw data that AI can then analyze.
What else? Environmental sensing.
Right. Monitoring temperature, humidity, maybe air quality in the plant. Super important for quality control in some industries. Food, pharma, electronics.
You need conditions to be just right.
Precisely. And IoT sensors can track that constantly. Maybe even trigger automated adjustments to HVAC systems to keep everything optimal.
Automated data collection, getting rid of slip boards and manual entry.
Thank goodness, yes. It's faster, way more accurate, eliminates human error, provides data instantly. You get a much truer picture of production efficiency, scrap rates, things like that.
And remote monitoring and control, being able to see what's happening or even adjust things from afar.
Yeah, really useful if you have multiple sites or if an issue crops up overnight, you can log in, see the data, maybe even remotely tweak a setting or shut down a process if needed. Improves responsiveness, potentially reduces travel.
Okay, ERP core, IoT sensors. That brings us to the third part of the trio, AI, artificial intelligence. And the source mentioned Microsoft Fabric here. This is where the real transformation happens, it says.
That's the idea. If ERP is the nervous system and IoT provides the senses, AI is the brain. It takes all that data, makes sense of it, finds patterns, predicts outcomes, and drives a lot of the smart automation.
And Microsoft Fabric, what is that exactly?
Think of Fabric as a unified platform, like a toolkit, designed specifically to handle the huge volumes of data coming from ERP and IoT. It brings together data storage, data engineering, data science, analytics, everything you need to build, train, and deploy those AI models effectively.
Got it. So it helps manage the data flood and apply the AI. What can AI do with all that data? First point was analyzing massive data sets, finding hidden patterns.
Exactly. Humans just can't process billions of data points from sensors, production logs, quality checks, sales figures. AI algorithms can. They can sift through it all and find subtle correlations, identify trends that wouldn't be obvious otherwise.
Which enables things like, well, predictive maintenance again, right?
Correct.
Analyzing sensor data to predict failures.
Yep. AI models learn from historical failure data and real-time sensor readings, vibration, temperature, power consumption, to spot those tiny indicators that something's about to go wrong, often well in advance.
Way beyond simple threshold alerts.
Oh yeah, much more sophisticated pattern recognition.
And quality anomaly detection, using AI to spot defects.
Right. You can train AI models on images of perfect products, for instance. Then an AI-powered camera on the assembly line can spot tiny visual flaws, scratches, misalignments, color deviations, far more consistently than the human eye, especially over a long shift.
Reduces escapes, improves overall quality, makes sense. Demand forecasting too, better predictions.
Yeah, AI can look at historical sales, market trends, seasonality, even external factors like weather patterns or social media sentiment to generate much more accurate demand forecasts.
Which helps optimize inventory and production planning. Avoid having too much or too little stock.
Exactly. Less waste, better capital allocation.
And process optimization. Finding bottlenecks.
AI can analyze the entire production flow, how materials move, how long each step takes, where delays occur, and identify those hidden inefficiencies. It might suggest rearranging steps, reallocating resources, or highlighting a specific machine that's consistently causing slowdowns.
Using data to find the best way to run things.
Precisely.
And the last one, automated decision making. AI actually making adjustments.
Yeah, within defined parameters, of course.
Yeah.
This could be automatically adjusting machine settings based on real-time sensor readings to maintain optimal performance. Or dynamically allocating raw materials to different lines based on current demand and inventory. It frees up people from making those constant minute-by-minute operational decisions.
Okay, wow. So when you combine all three, the ERP hub, the IoT senses, the AI brain, the source, talks about this profound evolution. It summarizes it with a few key shifts. First, going from reactive to proactive.
Yeah, that's huge. Instead of just fixing things after they break or a bad batch is made, you're predicting and preventing those problems.
Yeah.
Much less disruption, much higher reliability.
Then from data silos to integrated insights, getting that complete picture.
Absolutely critical. Seeing how decisions in one area, like sales, impact production, or inventory down the line, making holistic business decisions based on unified data.
And from manual processes to intelligent automation. Using AI not just for simple tasks, but for smarter automation.
Right. It's about automating complex decision-making, optimizing workflows dynamically, and really augmenting what human workers can do, freeing them up for strategy, creativity, complex problem-solving.
Shifting from guesswork to data-driven decisions, using those analytics we talked about.
Yeah, less reliance on gut feeling or just past experience, more on what the real-time data and predictive models are actually telling you, leads to better outcomes.
And finally, from static operations to dynamic adaptation, being able to pivot quickly.
Essential in today's world. Responding fast to market changes, supply chain hiccups, customer demands. That agility, built on this tech foundation, is a major competitive edge.
So wrapping this deep dive up, it feels like the main point is this Industry 4.0 transition is way more than just an upgrade. It's a fundamental evolution for manufacturing.
Absolutely. It's changing everything from the shop floor right through to how companies interact with their customers and manage their entire value chain.
And the source rightly points out it's a journey, not a destination, right? It takes vision, embracing the tech, and constantly improving.
Definitely. It's not a one-off project. Technologies evolve, so manufacturers need that culture of continuous learning and adaptation to really make the most of it.
But ultimately, it seems that PowerTrio modern ERP systems like Microsoft Dynamics, 365 Finance and Operations, the accessibility of IoT with tools like Raspberry Pi, and the transformative potential of AI with platforms like Microsoft Fabric, that's what unlocks the potential.
That combination is key. It provides the foundation for efficiency, agility, innovation. Basically, a smarter, more responsive, and more competitive future for manufacturers.
So a final thought for everyone listening. As manufacturing gets increasingly interconnected and intelligent, how might that reshape things beyond just production? Think about the nature of work itself, or even the relationship between the companies making things and us, the consumers. What might that look like in the years ahead? Something to ponder. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.